China seeks to join top 10 robotics nations by 2020. China is looking to aggressively expand its robotics market at home and join the top 10 of the world's most intensively automated nations by 2020, skyrocketing from their current rank of 28th. As of now, China's manufacturing industry has a ratio of 36 robot units per 10,000 employees. The China Machinery Industry Federation has announced that its goal is to more than quadruple this number to 150 robot units per 10,000 employees in less than 4 years. As a point of reference, South Korea stands in first place with 478 units, while the U.S. occupies seventh place at 164. For China to try and claim eighth place in the robots per employees ranking, they would have to domestically produce and sell 100,000 industrial robots annually from now until 2020. Today, Chinese manufacturers account for only 31% of the sales volume in their domestic industrial robot market. Foreign manufacturers command the remaining 69% of the market share. Chinese manufacturers only accounted for 25% of the domestic market share in 2013. By the end of 2020, I reckon that the share of the domestic market enjoyed by Chinese robotic manufacturers could well increase to 50%, said Dr. Daokui Chu, CEO of the Chinese robot maker Saisun, at the recent International Federation of Robotics CEO Roundtable in Munich. The fast growth the Chinese market is experiencing is largely motivated by the Made in China 2025, Mike 2025, policy, incentivizing manufacturers to take on quality over quantity philosophies, as well as a drive to innovate in industrial automation in an effort to become a high-quality manufacturing nation. MyDia enters Fortune Global 500 as shares in KUKA reach 85.7%. Chinese companies like MyDia seem to be taking the policy seriously. MyDia recently took control over KUKA after the company claimed 85.7% of the German company's shares in a $4.4 billion bid. The home appliance manufacturer turned smart automation mogul announced that it has entered the Fortune Global 500 for the first time at 481st after the updated ranking of the world's largest corporations were declared on July 20th. MyDia has invested $3 billion in research and development over the past 5 years and now operates road institutes in the US, Japan, Germany, Italy, and Singapore. The Chinese company also acquired Toshiba's home appliance business this year and 80% of the Italian air conditioning manufacturer Clivet for $145 million. MyDia's global platform now operates more than 200 subsidiaries, 9 strategic business units, and several full-scale operations covering road, manufacturing, and sales in 6 countries, including Vietnam, India, Belarus, Egypt, Brazil, and Argentina. MyDia and Foxconn are prime examples of how China's Mike 2025 policy is working to incentivize its major manufacturers. This is also something Western manufacturers and policymakers need to keep an eye on if they don't want to be taken off guard when 2025 finally rolls around. Will China become the smart manufacturing powerhouse it hopes to be? Should Western manufacturers be wary of more Chinese buyouts? Share your thoughts in the comments below.